Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me in the studio this morning, I have three folks representing Sitka Conservation Society. I have Adam Andis, Courtney Bobson, and Tracy Gagneau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wow, such excitement to talk about Earth Day 2013. And Adam, you've been with the organization the longest, so I'm assuming you've celebrated this more than the other two ladies.
I have. I've been dressed up in a bear costume for the past two Earth Days.
Why the traditional bear? Why not going outside the box?
Because it's there, mainly. I get so wrapped up in planning that I don't have a lot of time to make my own costume.
Okay. Are you going to be a bear again this year?
I don't think so. I might pass the baton.
Oh, my goodness.
It's open if you want to wear it, Holly.
Holly, we would love to have you become a bear.
Done.
All right.
That was an easy sell.
Yes.
So, I am going to proudly wear this bear costume for the Earth Day Parade of the Species.
Yeah, Parade of Species. It's the 13th annual Parade of Species that we've done, actually. And it's going to be on Friday, kind of in the afternoon at 2:30. Everyone will line up over at Totem Square, and then we'll start marching once we can corral all of the wild animals. And we'll end up down at the SJ campus.
And there are always folks new to town, and Parade of the Species, it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You dress up as your favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
Does it need to be Alaskan?
No. In fact, there are prizes for different costumes, and one of them is most local. Tracy, you might know all the...
Yeah, we are awarding prizes for best use of recycled materials, most creative, most realistic, and best local animal to the Tongass. So we're hoping we'll get some Tongass kiddos, plant or animal. It's fine.
Now, I'm out of the kiddo age range. Is it really okay for me to wear the bear costume and participate?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I think you'd be surprised at how many adults dress up. I think everyone really likes it.
I have this fondness for the Parade of the Species because growing up on the East Coast, every Halloween, I had to put a coat on over my Halloween costume. And this is like the right time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of light.
Mm-hmm.
I never need a jacket, especially with this bear costume that's mm-hmm. coming my way. But so I'm lucky. I have something being provided. What about somebody at the last minute who says, oh my gosh, I want to be in the Parade of the Species, but I don't know if I can get it together.
Well, tonight, actually, we have our Alaska Way of Life 4-H Club is hosting an event for recycled costume making class. And so the kids there can come and create their own Tongass or just animal or plant inspired outfit for the parade. So that's tonight from 4 to 6 in the Karsh classroom at the Science Center.
And it's actually a 2-part class, just because we don't know if 2 hours will be enough. So there'll be a class this evening from 4 to 6 and then again on Wednesday from 4 to 6. And we'll be bringing some recycled materials like bottles and egg cartons and things like that. And we have lots of ideas, but folks are encouraged to bring whatever they'd like to and consider it a workspace just to work together on their costume.
This is very Project Runway.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And what other events are coming up for Earth Week?
We've got so much happening, and it's been really exciting to chat with different organizations and community groups in town. So again, this evening we've got a recycled costume making class. On the 18th, the artist in residence with the Island Institute is hosting a stream to plate panel. And she's working with women in the fisheries here. And she's going to be hosting a panel of different women involved at different points of the stream-to-plate process. So that'll be happening on April 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Yaw Chapel on the Fine Arts Campus. We also have a lecture that same evening, so competition that same night, also at 7:30. It's a natural history lecture on black oyster catchers, and the speaker is David Tesler from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And on the 20th, this is Saturday from 9 to noon, the Forest Service is doing a beach cleanup at Sandy Beach, and there'll be a barbecue as well. So I hope that a bunch of families will come out for that one. Also that same day, just in the afternoon, to get your volunteer fix, there's going to be a garden work party at the Fellowship Farm at St. Peter's, and that's with the Sitka Local Food Network. And... ooh, there's a lot. I'll let someone else take the last couple.
And why so many events this week? Is it just to help people connect the dots about Earth Week? Is there a core mission of Earth Day other than just being aware?
I think that is the core mission of Earth Day, is just to be aware and to kind of realize, you know, the amount of resources that we're using and our impact on the Earth and how we can, you know, hopefully live sustainably, which is really, you know, that's the mission of conservation societies, to protect the Tongass and to support sustainable communities. So Earth Day is kind of edifies everything that we do, or codifies everything that we do. And, you know, Earth Day is obviously way too much to fit all in one day, so we kind of wrap it all together, and we call it Earth Week. And, you know, a lot of these events aren't necessarily SCS putting them on, but we just kind of consolidate everything that's going on that's Earth-related. And folks can check out, if they miss anything, they can check out these posters that are around town that's for Earth Day 2013, and there's a whole list of events on there.
I notice that on the there's the residential electronic recycling that happens with the I don't know if it's the city that does the recycling.
I think that one's the city. The city definitely is doing the hazardous waste disposal, which is
which we affectionately call spring cleanup.
Spring cleanup. Yep. It's April 27th to 28th, and so there's some awesome recycling. Some, you can get all of your hazardous stuff out of your house or old recycling and do it responsibly rather than just throwing it in the garbage. And then also the community ride is offering free rides, I think, the whole month of April. And then on the 25th, Sitka Conservation Society is hosting a screening of Do the Math, which is the film by 350.org, kind of about the global warming movement and, you know, really the fight between the future and the oil companies and fossil fuel companies. It's a really, really cool film. It's actually debuting the night before Earth Day, but we're going to get it here in Sitka on the 25th, and we're going to have the screening at 7:30 here at the Larkspur.
And this is a really, truly a new film.
Very new film. It will debut on the 21st, like I said.
Very nice. And that's 7 p.m. At the Larkspur.
Mm-hmm, 7:30.
So you've sort of tapped into everything. There's going to be some volunteering, wearing a costume, a little food, clean up your house. It is sort of the big picture. So just to recap, the Parade of the Species is April 19th, 2:30 to 4:30. Tonight, Courtney will help you with your recycled costume. And then at the end of the parade, is there something special that happens?
Yes, thanks for asking. There's a lot of different community groups that will be hosting booths, and I have a list of them here. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will be doing a fishing game. It's real fun, using magnets. Fish to Schools will be there. Courtney will be hosting a booth, and it'll be fish trivia, doing Twister at the same time. It's pretty fun. The Kayani Commission will be there, and they'll have some local plants to taste. Community schools will be hosting a recycling booth. The Park Service will be doing an interactive salmon display. Judd Kirkness, an amazing community volunteer, will be doing a booth on compost and bugs. The Forest Service will be doing a stream simulation booth, which I'm really looking forward to. 4-H Alaska Way of Life, our club, will be putting together probably plant presses. And the Sitka Local Food Network will also be hosting a booth either on bugs or seeds.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. A nice bit of variety. Well, lots of activities. What's the best way for someone to look up in one place all the things that are happening?
SitkaWild.org/events. Or you can just go to the homepage and find the events calendar.
Terrific. And I'm sure that you have things posted on KCAW's community calendar as well.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank my guests, Adam Antis, Courtney Bobson, and Tracy Gagneau, telling us about Earth Day Week events. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks all.
Thank you.